The U.S. Justice Department is weighing in on a court case that argues that young people are often deprived of their rights to an attorney. Civil rights lawyers say that in Georgia, most juveniles get cursory justice that can haunt them for the rest of their lives. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
The court case accuses four counties in Georgia of failing to meet their constitutional obligations by providing young people in juvenile court with lawyers who may meet them for 15 minutes and then convince them to admit guilt.
There are too many places in this country where both kids and adults are facing jail time without any adequate constitutional protections and right to counsel.
Vanita Gupta is acting chief of the Civil Rights Division at the U.S. Justice Department. She says the department's court filing sets out the way the system should work, not just in Georgia, but all over the country.
It is more than just having a lawyer by your side. It has to mean that the lawyer has the resources to investigate a case, to be able to file motions, to make sure that they are meeting the client in advance to figure out, is there a defense, is there an investigation that needs to be done?
Stephen Bright is president of the Southern Center for Human Rights. That's the Atlanta group that filed the lawsuit. Bright says those four counties handled about 600 juvenile cases last year. But public defenders, already swamped with adult cases, represented just a tiny fraction of those children.
The children who come before the court are overwhelmingly African American. Many of them come after being arrested for what is typical teenage behavior at school.
Behavior, Bright says, like one girl in foster care who slapped her schoolmate for making fun of her living arrangements. Instead of being sent to the principal, he says, the girl was arrested, handcuffed, and brought to face charges in juvenile court, charges that are likely to remain on her record. Bright says he hopes the Justice Department statement will spotlight problems in Georgia and elsewhere.
The gulf between what the Department of Justice says should be happening with regard to the way children are represented in juvenile court and what is happening in the four counties, that gulf is about as wide as the Grand Canyon, maybe a little wider.
The Georgia Attorney General didn't respond to a request for comment, but officials in the state have asked to dismiss the lawsuit. A decision could come later this year. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.